Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of the FPOV podcast. I'm your host, DJ FPO, and we'll be going over my POV of creating my documentary for the Dominican Women's Lacrosse team here at Dominican University of California. Before we get into the podcast, this episode is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department here at Dominican University of California. All right, last episode we talked about the start of my documentary where I said the plan of the start of the documentary where I got it approved from my supervisor, I got it approved from the coaches, and then I did tell a couple of my closer friends on the team about it, and they seemed super excited. So that was pretty good. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the games so far. So far, they've played 3 games of the regular season, and they just played one of their conference opponents, and they came out with a win. But for this part, we'll be talking about their first home opener of the season. And in that game, they played Franklin Pierce. So that game, the weather was super nice. It was sunny, blue skies, and played it on a Friday afternoon. I used my camera, I used my Sony A7 III. My vision for creating my video, the game highlight video of the game, was pretty much just trying to create a story of the game from start to finish, just getting some nice B-roll shots, some nice quick cinematic 3 to 5 second shots of players, the field, the scoreboard, coaches. But for the first game, it was good because I was able to get those shots down from my list of shots to get. What else? A bunch of goals were scored. The final was 16-4. They dominated that game. They crushed it. Their leading scorers of the game were sophomore Kyra Evan, new grad transfer Ryan Bianda, and 2 senior captains, Olivia Johnson, or OJ, and Morgan Newkirk. Oh, also, shout out to Morgan. She also scored her 100th career goal that game. So congrats to her. So that game, filming it, it felt good to film it just because it was a long time coming from after the Davis game. So it was super fun, super chill. Also, it was good weather, so you know, there was nothing to complain about. That game was really fun, and the video that I created for them, the game highlight video, turned out to be really good, especially with my LUTs that I used for that. It gave it that nice sweet orange texture into the color grade. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is the part where I'm editing the video through Adobe's video editing software, Premiere Pro. And what a LUT is basically just a color grading table that you could use to basically change the color of each frame of basically the clip of a video that you have. But I was able to create a nice orangey texture vibe, really bringing out their logo and their jersey. All right, so for the second game, they played Franklin Pierce again on Sunday afternoon. That game was a little bit different. The final score was 16-8, so a little bit different, but still a dominant win in the end. But it was raining though. That game was pretty bad with the rain, but it didn't really stop the girls from having this dominant victory. The game leaders of that game were a grad transfer Ryan Bianda, sophomore Kyra Evans, freshman Grace Morrill, and then junior Stella Artukovic. So that game, like I said, it was a rain game, but it was still nice just because, like, I was able to get those cinematic, like, shots of the rain falling down in the background, too, with the players standing. Did have that type of cinematic clip in one of my game highlight videos for that game. It was good. Overall, my gear, I did forget my rain cover for it, so it did get wet, but no, it's all good though. I was able to cover my camera gear as best as I could, so it didn't break or something might have happened to it, but no, it was good though in the end. I'm still using it, it's fine, but yeah, that game was pretty good. It was good to see, like, different types of shots I could use, where I could be at on the field to shoot, just because, like, at the end of the day, or well, at the start, you're gonna want to be creative with like how you create your videos, because you have that opportunity to move around on the field to shoot and basically just try and find the best look out of what you want to create of a video if you want. So that's what I did. You know, it's all about creativity in the end. Six, seven players scored that game, so it was good to see a good amount of girls scoring. Yeah, it was really good to see, you know, the freshmen stepping up as well. Shout out to Grace Murrell scoring 3 goals that game. That was pretty good stats. But yeah, for most of the time, I did use my 70-200mm lens from Sony. You know, it's a little outdated. The barrel extends. If you're nitpicky with what type of lens you use, that's the lens I did use for that game, but yeah, I did buy a new lens. My recent purchase was that, with that new lens. It's a 70-200mm f, I think it's f2.8 f-stop, yes, I think so. But yeah, I bought that new lens for this past weekend. I used that lens for the last game, so the game on last Sunday, so yesterday. They played against Charleston. Charleston is one of their conference opponents. They were very tough. They've always been tough. They played them last year in the semifinals. So they beat Charleston last year by 4. They won 12-8 in Charleston, West Virginia, in their Mountain East Conference semifinal championships. So that was fun to see them getting the dub, or getting the W against Charleston, showing them that, you know, they're here to stay, they're here to play, and they're here to contend for a conference championship and make it to the NCAA tournament. All right, so for their third game, like I said before, they played Charleston, West Virginia. They played them on Sunday afternoon. They beat them 13-10. For the past, I'd say during the game, the first 2 quarters were very close. They were very tight. They're very close, very tight, and at halftime it was 6-6, so it was an even scoring, right? Basically 0-0 still. But at the third quarter, Dominican did have a better scoring quarter than Charleston did, with 5-1 in the third. And then with the fourth, it basically stalled them as long as they could, having that 3-2 scoring in the fourth quarter with Charleston with the three goals in the fourth quarter, but that did not help them get the W in the end, with Dominican winning 13-10. So the scoring leaders of that game were grad transfer Ryan Bionda, senior captain Morgan Newkirk, and then junior Elena Sapola, and then sophomore Kyra Evans. Ryan Bionda, as I said, three times so far, has been a leader with her experience in playing lacrosse, because if you do not know, she has played for Team Canada in the past semester. I think she won gold. Pretty sure they played Team USA, which is, if you don't know, Team USA for lacrosse is very big. They're very they're a very good team nationally wise. So they get to play like Team Canada, Team Australia, Team Japan. As we do have a player from the women's lacrosse team who does play for Team Japan, and then Team Mexico as well. We do have a goalie that plays for them. But yeah, Ryan Bionda had a four goal game with one assist, so that's very good to see. As she's stepped up as a leader in the dark as an assistant captain. But yeah, it was overall a really good game. It was really warm, so no complaints here. As it didn't rain since the last game. It did rain, but that was fine though. We got the W out of it, and I was able to get a video out of it soon. I have not made the game highlights, but I'm trying to find the vision for it. Since that game was pretty, it was back and forth, so I don't want to make it too long, but I also don't want to make it too short. But continuing forward, that I got my new lens. I got my new Sony lens. It was overall pretty good. It was super sharp and crisp with the imaging on it, so it was pretty cool to see that. It was pretty cool to see how it turned out. I did organize some files into some folders so I could stay organized during when I do edit this upcoming video. But again, it was really fun to see the women's lacrosse team play for the past month now. Yeah, that honestly, with the mistakes that we had the last game, that we know how to overcome it, and we know how to fix our mistakes and basically move on from the last game. So they actually have three home games this week in March, from March 3rd to March 5th, which is a Friday. They play Saginaw Valley State on Tuesday at 3 p.m. And then they play Wilmington University on Wednesday, 3 p.m. And then they play Saginaw Valley State again for their senior day at 3 p.m. on March 6th. Yeah, already senior day. So I guess this was the only week they could have home games, which is kind of weird. But, you know, you get what you get, right? And, you know, that day is going to be fun because, you know, this whole documentary is for the senior class. So, you know, hopefully I'm able to create something good for the seniors so they could look back on it and remember how much fun they had during that game. So that concludes this second episode of the FPOV podcast. I hope you guys enjoy, and stay tuned for next week's episode. All right, goodbye.